Thank you. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Nami Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Nami Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prajarine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vasyachari Sardarine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prajarine Nirvishesha Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
बार की।
Hare Krishna, thank you. First of all, I'd like to extend a very warm welcome from the Bay Area Sangha to His Divine Grace Om Vishnupad Shri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami. Welcome back to California. Also to our Tridandi Sannyasigan, traveling preachers, all Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis and guests, honored guests who come tonight. I want to make an announcement about our festival. There are programs outside. You may have picked one up. It is a three-day festival. Tonight, Friday, tomorrow night, Saturday, and Sunday night. Starting at 4 o'clock, ending at 9 p.m., we're going to have Bhajans, Pravachan, a lecture. Then there will be a wonderful Artik ceremony, ceremony of bells, performing the worship of the deities here. And tonight, we're going to have a drama also by Prema Mayi and her troupe. So we have some entertainment scheduled for tonight as well. And then there'll be a vegetarian feast, prasadam, and the program will wrap up about 9 o'clock. Tomorrow night, we have some special entertainment. We have an honored guest, world-renowned musician Jayutal will be here. You may all have heard of him. He's a very wonderful devotional singer who sings classical Indian bhajans, and he'll be coming tomorrow night and singing. We also have Vishnu Tattva. There will be an Odissi dance performance by Vishnu Tattva and the Odissi Vilas troupe. So this is a bhakti festival, and it is a celebration of bhakti. Bhakti means devotion, or devotional service, or love. Our festival is a celebration through song, music, dance, and poetry and lectures, describing the wonderful qualities of love and devotion for God. There are many paths in this world and many endeavors, like karma, which means that to act in this world for fruit of result, to get things, money, position, fame, adoration, distinction, etc. in this world. When one becomes somewhat disinterested in this due to many lifetimes of practicing or living in this world, he may adopt the path of jnana, which is speculative, empiric knowledge, trying to search out the absolute truth through our mind and through our intelligence. But karma and jnana, as well as yoga, the desire to perform different types of yoga, hatha yoga, sangha yoga, to develop mystic cities or powers or perfections in the body or the mind, this is not bhakti. Bhakti is the topmost ladder of all the yoga systems. And in the shastras it has been described that of all the different paths, bhakti is the topmost. So we're going to be hearing about the science of bhakti and the wonderful pastimes of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna from the lotus lips of our Gurudev. It's very important that we understand the principle in bhakti that we need a teacher. In any endeavor, if you want to learn something, whether it's the science or the great art of devotion, you need a teacher. There needs to be books, and there needs to be a person who's realized in those books and can reveal them to us. So tonight, I'd like to introduce, for those of you who have come for the first time, our teacher, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Maharaj, is the foremost living representative of his spiritual master, Nityalila Pravishna Om Vishnupad Shri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. As well as a prominent Shiksha disciple and bosom friend of our A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. He joined the moth in India, the temple in India, and surrendered to the lotus feet of his spiritual master some 62 years ago, in 1945. And for the last 55 years, he has been in the renounced order of the Sannyas Ashram since 1952. He's been serving the mission of his Gurudev in India, overseeing the two major parikrams in Vrindavan Mathura as well as Navadvip, leading thousands of pilgrims through the different holy places in those two holy spots. And he has translated and penned more than 42 books now. For the last 11 years since 1996, he has been traveling all over the world, preaching the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, speaking in a very self-realized way from the ancient Indian texts known as the Vedas, and especially Srimad Bhagavatam. So tonight he will enlighten us on many of the wonderful stories from Srimad Bhagavatam and be giving us his divine association for the next 3 days. I invite you all to please come every day and enjoy this wonderful bhakti festival. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Please, we request everybody to turn their cell phones off during the lecture. Thank you.
Jnana-timirandhasya jnananjana-salakaya shakshurunmilitangena tasmai sri gurave nama vancha kalpatarubhyasya kripa-sindhubhyayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvise Nama Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya